And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, here's some progress for you. New York City has just legalized jaywalking. Want to know why? Well, it's because enforcing traffic safety laws is apparently racist. Despite nearly 200 pedestrian deaths in 5 years, the city council believes the real problem was the law itself. Yep, when your ideology trumps public safety, nobody wins. And now to Afghanistan, where the Taliban continues its war on women with a new edict. Women are now banned from even hearing other women's voices in public. Coming 3 years after the Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal, Afghan women face increasingly severe restrictions on their basic human rights. And you know, isn't it funny how we never hear feminists speak about these issues? But something they are speaking about, masculinity, even positive masculinity, according to the New York Times, is problematic. According to their latest essay, the solution isn't to stop pressuring women to act like men. No, it's to eliminate the concept of masculinity altogether. When your worldview requires half the human race to deny their nature, maybe it's time you question your assumptions rather than everyone else's. New Brunswick has elected a new liberal government that campaigned against parental rights in schools. Susan Holt has promised to reverse policies requiring parental consent for teachers using different names or pronouns for students under the age of 16. Folks, as a reminder, as we inch closer and closer to next week, elections have consequences. And in this case, they'll be felt by families first. Beverly Tillery, who is the former director of New York's Gay and Lesbian Anti-Violence Project, that's a mouthful, was fired for allegedly mismanaging funds. And her response, well, she's suing the board for racism, claiming they've become too conservative. When you question accountability, the only defense you have, apparently, is to cry discrimination. Now to Harvard, where they're reading Taylor Swift lyrics as sacred texts, using ancient Christian practices to venerate pop songs. Oh, that's fun. And meanwhile, a male job applicant is suing Hooters for, quote, sex discrimination after being denied employment as a waitress. And these are two examples where some stories just write their own commentaries. Nothing from me needed at all. Finally, we'll wrap with some good news. A missing runner has been found alive after surviving a month in Washington's wilderness without supplies. Robert Schock is his name, and he was rescued by trail workers who heard his final cry for help. That means he was on the brink of death when he was finally found. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.